wonderful. I've really enjoyed this, and you look like you have been too, because you've been telling me some very lovely things. What about lectures?
Everyone.
In those early years?
English lectures. Everyone. We joined the Zionist.
They
had a Zionist center for Samuel Adams, which
yes.
is on Vermont Farm.
No, but people have told me about it. You joined that.
We joined the Palatia.
Yeah, Palatia.
Palazia.
And you attended lectures there?
We attended every lecture, and then the Vi was built. We used to get
where was that,
the lectures.
Center Avenue too? The Y?
The Y here in Oakland.
The Belfield Avenue one.
Yeah. When did they build Belfield? How long is it?
You're asking me. I should
it
really know.
It might be almost 40 years.
Well, it was built during your early years here, after you were married?
We had another center here, the Labor Lyceum.
Yes.
In Middle Street. That used to bring lectures there. But then after they built the Y, the Pioneer used to meet in the Y, mm-hmm. after the Zionist Center was taken down. And it came to the Y, and we stopped to meet at the Y.
Right. Did you ever go to the libraries?
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Which branches?
First we started with the Wiley Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
That was a branch.
Yeah.
Probably there now too?
No.
No more?
I don't think so, no.
What did they take from the library?
Well, I think the neighborhood changes so much that they probably have to.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. What about the Pittsburgh newspapers that you read?
Well, we used to read as soon as we could start the newspaper.
What, you remember which one?
Well, we had the Dispatch, I think, was
mm-hmm.
a morning paper.
Yes.
And the Press was a paper, and there was a Sun Telegraph
mm-hmm.
paper. And in fact, I think we used to read Sun Telegraph before they liquidated.
Yes. Tell me, when you came here, did you consider yourself religious?
Fairly.
Fairly. In what particular way were you religious?
Well, we didn't walk Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
We had a kosher home. You observed all holidays.
Do you think you changed any of your practices in those early years?
Well, probably circumstances that they did.
In particular, can you think of some ways that you did change in those early years?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay. Did you attend a synagogue?
Yeah, we were members for 35 years of the Bachelor.
Of the what? That's
Shalom.
I see. What was the synagogue? What was it like then? Remember how often you went?
Well, we used to go much more often because the children were small.
Uh-huh.
And my first two children, we had all kinds of classes there. Music and we had dancing. We go pretty often.
Uh-huh. Did you carry on the observances in the home? The religious observances in your home?
We did.
For instance? Well,
Kashrut.
Kosher home and
mm-hmm.
candle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You told me the first organizations that you belonged to already. Did you belong to organizations for charity, that gave charity?
And we joined Pioneer Women, that was for charity.
I see.
That was Israel. That was people Zionists.
Uh-huh.
All the Zionists. And from Paula Zion came Pioneer Women.
You remember what year that was?
You heard 25.
1925.
You heard of Rachel Ben Zvi. Ben Zvi was one of our presidents in Israel that
mm-hmm.
passed away.
Yes.
The Weizmann was the first one, Ben Zvi was the second one, and then the
yes.
third one. Now we are our Golden.
The Golden, yes, Golden Meyer.
So,
did you have them?
So we organized Pioneer Women. And, well, it was first organized in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came. The reason we came, we were organized, is Rachel Ben Zvi wrote a letter to Sophie Eugene. She was a great figure. She was working in the archives in Washington, D.C. Then she went to Israel. She went to Israel, you know, probably 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Then she came back. And Rachel Bixby wrote a letter to her that girls are coming into Easter. And they have no education in agriculture. And that's the only kind of work they could do. It's between agriculture or being a maid. Well, they didn't come to Israel. Those girls came from universities. They didn't come to schools that had the idea that Israel should be built by them. And they came there. She says she would like to teach my agriculture because she was there before and she knew something about it. But she needs water. She's an adult. She can do anything. Maybe we can organize an organization. Maybe we can get a little bit of money and send her these $500.
For irrigation.
So she can build up, get water, a pump.
Yeah.
And so she'll have enough water.
So that's how it began.
So
marvelous.
So we started that.
Did you win?
And it's that's what it is.
Did you? It's marvelous. Did you have? Who gave you push keys to put money in? Anyone? Any organizations? You know, push keys. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. To me, the only push key was a push key.
Oh, that was your own personal. They didn't give push keys. That was your own
and
charity.
And I want to tell you something about a push key. We used to have in Pittsburgh. Jewish National Fund used to have a man with all the houses and collected boxes and gifts.
Oh, yes.
And they would have to pay him for his work,
of course.
And we organized. We got Breakfast Public in New York. We should do Jewish National Fund work. It's very important. So we came to Jewish National Fund and said, you're going to come up with we don't have nobody.
I see.
Bring. So we started with then Mr. Offer to be straight away. We started. Then I asked him to come along. And that's what's
you were really in on the beginning of things.
Well, I was a star. I was a big... They organized an hour as Pioneer Women.
Pardon me?
We organized Pioneer
yes,
Women.
Yes, you told me.
Pittsburgh,
right.
So.
Did you experience any changes in health due to the new climate or the new food in Pittsburgh? Do you have any health?
The climate. Definitely the climate.
How did it affect
the climate from today of the time when you came to America?
How did it affect you, this smoky, dirty city?
It affected us by laboring so hard to keep the place clean.
Yeah.
It was just...
It's hard work to clean it.
You know,
where did
you put on curtains on Thursday?
Yeah.
That the kitchen should be clean for Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
Monday morning would be darker. You couldn't imagine. You just couldn't.
Where did you go for medical care and dental care in Pittsburgh?
You go to a private doctor.
You never used any hospital clinic or any private or...
No.
Do you remember any of your doctors that you went to in those early years?
Sure. I remember my high doctor was Dr. Davis,
uh-huh.
Took my children first day. He was a dear man, Dr. Weil and Dr. Davis, were the best high doctors.
And what about MDs, just regular doctors?
Well, for the children I used Dr. Kelsey.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm talking about yourself before you had the children.
I didn't have any ailments to buy that. I gave birth to my children, I used Dr. Baxwell.
Oh, yes. I've heard of him a lot since I've been interviewing. Where'd you go to have a good time in those early years? Did you go out, did you go out with friends before you were married? Did you go out with friends, girlfriends? Or did you go out with your husband? Do you remember where you went?
The good times would be, where? We'd go to a meeting. Before the meeting, we'd go to Weinstein's. That
where?
Was the time. There used to be a Weinstein's up here.
On the hill,
yeah.
Were you active in sports?
No.
Did you know of the Christian Y, the YMCA?
Sure.
Did you know of it in those early days? Did you use it, any of its services?
Mm.
Did you use the services of any Gentile agency for adjustment?
No.
Did you use the services of any Jewish agency?
No.
All right. You told me where you said the Labor Lyceum, and what else did you say were the local meeting places?
Zionist Center.
Zionist Center and the Labor Lyceum. Any other places?
No, after him, no. Until those we got a wife.
And then you went there to meet and talk. All right. How did you meet people during those early years? Remember?
I didn't have too many. I met a girl at work, which became my best girlfriend.
Did you keep her all these
and
years?
And even in Europe, I didn't have. I had one girlfriend, you know, confidential. Yeah. And it's the same thing here. Everybody was my friend.
Were you ever friendly with non-Jews here?
I didn't have the occasion. Mm-hmm. They didn't say banana bowl.
Well, then the few friends that you made, you kept as friends.
When we lived in a neighborhood, we lived in a neighborhood for 34 years. Mm-hmm. In Montclair Street, this world, yes. And we had two Gentile neighbors on one side, Gentile on the other. Mm-hmm. And we were very, very good friends. We raised our children. And we were wonderful friends. We didn't go visit each other. Mm-hmm. In the summer,
but
yes,
you kept friends. The people that you made know.
I don't have an enemy in the whole world. Everybody's my friend.
Tell me, did you have family here in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Who? Oh, well, you told me your mother, and of course,
I have a brother that passed away.
Well, who did
and
you
he left the family, the Feinberg family. Uh-huh. You're like Saul Feinberg,
yes.
Sue Feinberg.
Were
and
you
these
so
are all
them?
My.
Were you close with your family?
We used to have a family club, but since my father passed away, the family is tight. I mean, it's the cousins, it's the children, the nephews. But we have some, my sister's children are more close. Like last night, my niece called me a baby boy last night. Mm-hmm. You know, Murphy Fisher. Everybody, you don't know Fisher.
In those early years, you were socially close with them. Well, who'd you have? Did you have a big Seder? Who'd you celebrate Seder with in those early years?
After my father passed away, it was
well,
my
before.
Brother's place.
But before that, before your father died, before your father passed away, you were all in your home. Is that right?
With my father.
Yes. And did your relatives come to your house? Or was
well, that was my sister had her own Seder. She did. And she had a small family, she could come again, and she was blessed with seven children.
Oh, my.
She had her own Seder.
Did you write to people in Europe? Did you maintain contacts with your European friends or family?
I did. And then until 18, after the revolution, then everybody just got off.
You mean until the war, until Hitler took over? But who did you write to? Do you remember?
To this cousin.
Uh-huh.
And
in
my
Russia?
Mother had a niece. We had one cousin that went to Birbidjan. We used to correspond with her.
Where was that? To where?
Birbidjan. That was a part of Russia.
Oh,
that was supposed to be a Jewish state.
I see. But you these things were cut off, though. Right. Are you an American citizen?
Yes.
How did you become a citizen?
Well, I became a citizen on my father's citizenship.
I see.
In those days, it was when your father became a citizen. And we had children that weren't married.
Yes.
Before 21.
You remember when you first voted?
I don't recall. I voted pretty steadily.
All right. What party did you belong to?
Democrat.
All right. Were you ever active in it? Active in
no.
the party?
I voted. Participated.
All right. When did you first meet your husband?
1913.
Remember how you met him?
We came to the house.
He just came. He came to visit.
Came to another friend, the friend, please.
All right, so how old were you when you were married?
I was 22.
Mm-hmm.
It was 15, he came in family, he was 26.
What was the marriage date?
We got married. So
you said you'd known each other, 2 years?
Quite.
All right. Do you think you, if you had stayed in Europe, you would have had a prearranged marriage?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if you had stayed in Europe, you would have had a prearranged marriage, a match, you know, a match-made marriage? You don't think so? Okay. Your husband was from the same country, wasn't he? The same community, I think you told me. Was it the same area?
The same state.
The same state. Did that, you think you wanted to marry someone who came from the same area? I mean, that was that one of the reasons that...
No, okay.
Did any of your friends or family marry Gentiles?
My youngest daughter married a pair of Gentile girls, but she became a Jewish.
Which, how did you feel about this?
He didn't feel so good about it, because she became a Jewish, but he was the greatest person with him.
Is she the woman that your husband told me was so active in Hillel?
Yes, yeah, I did.
Yeah, she's no longer living? All right, I'm just about done, another minute. What do you think were your in as far as your married life, your very early married life, what do you think your problems of adjustment? You know, people nowadays, everybody has problems in early marriage. What do you think your biggest marital problems were as far as adjusting?
They are going on.
How about that? None at all. No problems. Well, who made the decisions in your house between, you know, you and your husband?
Housekeeping.
Hmm?
Housekeeping.
All right. Was that pretty much, well, I was going, because the next question is, I wanted to know if it was pretty much the same way between your parents, too. And you have no feeling about who made the decisions. Evidently, you both made them together. Is that it? How was it when you were growing up between your mother and father?
You have to understand the philosophy of back 60 years. And our people,
I know things were
time.
Different. Yes.
And those days, I wish we had never called this. I'll tell you after.
You don't want me. All right. You don't have to
go
into it. All I wanted to know was the situation about making decisions pretty much the same?
Not exactly.
Not exactly. Would you say your father made most of the decisions?
I think so.
But of course he was away for 4 years too, so then your mother had to take over.
My mother had good help. She had a son 19, which was a very
was like
bright.
The man of the family.
He did.
That was a little, all right. What kind of schooling did your children receive here? You have 4 children, I know that.
Well, 3 of them graduated from Connecticut.
Yes, and the 4th?
And the 4th one went for 2 years to Pitt. They decided, Joyce's husband, he decided they could make just as much money.
Do they have a Jewish education?
Yes, they do.
They went to Beth Sholem. Did they confirm from our Benson or anything? All of them. All right. Now, do you think you raised your children differently than the way we come back to that same problem? I know that it was a different country, and I know that it's a different age. Do you think there's a big difference between the way you raised your children and the way your parents raised you? What do you think the basic differences are?
At that time, the children didn't make no decisions, and it was...
They had no say over themselves.
And the problems weren't there. We didn't have the problems that
the
people
problems
have today.
Well, the problems were there. You had very serious problems. Your freedom, your fear of persecution.
But today the children are so free that they don't have time. They have too much time on their hands. With all, I know my daughter's children are very active.
Well, now that's your grandchildren.
She's so busy with the children. Which, first of all, I didn't have the means. I used to take my 2 oldest children, see my children. I have 4.
Yes, I know.
The first 2 were 17 months apart. Then I waited for 10.5 years. And I gave birth to twins. So my first 2 children had the advantage that they didn't have no babies, and I would take them. I take them every Saturday to symphony with the children, just for $5. You take both children to symphony every Saturday afternoon.
Your parents couldn't do them with you.
No. They, at that time, it wasn't called for. But I had a teacher for my daughter to teach her to play piano, and I started to play piano, too.
So
I played for a year.
Many more advantages.
Sure.
Did you play the piano in Europe or any instrument?
No, we didn't.
You learned here?
No. When my daughter started taking lessons in piano, I figured that I can have him to play a year. Then my son, he was then about 8 years old, he says to me, Mother, when Miriam plays that piece, it sounds very good, but when you play it, it doesn't sound so good.
Oh,
dear. So I quit.
You think you have?
That was a quit. I quit.
Oh, that's a shame. They discouraged you. That's not fair.
Yeah, Miriam is a good player, and so is Charlotte with the piano player.
Do you think you had any problems in raising the children just due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
No. First of all, my view on things were different than other people's.
Mm-hmm.
Like some people would say, if you touch me very bad, I went up in the city, or I went to Florida, and I say to myself, they don't allow my Jews, but they didn't allow the Jews in my state. To me, I thought it was a place for people to go there.
I very much agree.
If I know that I'm not wanted somewhere,
but this didn't
I don't
affect
want
your,
to be there.
This didn't, I wouldn't either. You did, this did not affect your raising of the children.
No. I know that our daughter was in those days were different. See, my daughter graduated, our daughter graduated from West Banna Hospital. She took us to administration at Connecticut. So she was supposed to be a nurse at the hospital administrator when she graduated, because she had this education of 3 years of tech, 3 years at West Banna Hospital, different departments. She went to Allentown for hospital, they sent her. And they promised her the West Banna Hospital job after she graduated. And she, in the end, she was going to the fellow. So when she graduated, she called the superintendent of nurses, she's going to get married.
That's all it is. I've asked you all the questions. You have been so helpful. You've just been so nice. I thank you.